I have a really good friend named Jason Spry. Jason Spry and I have known each other for a really long time. We worked at Life Touch National School Studios together, and we are both into cars and motors and things that are loud and things that are fast and things that go. And he introduced me to demolition derbies. He had a demolition derby car and several. I mean, he would get you, you know, you tear them up, so you got to get another one. And so I helped him do a tear down on a couple of cars, and, you know, just helped him a little bit. He was my roommate for a while. He came and lived in the first house that I owned, brought a demolition derby car there, so we had that in the yard for a little while. But just a whole bunch of fun. Had a blast hanging out in the pits. Him and I would either go to go to demolition derby races that he wasn't in, and sometimes we would be at demolition derby races that he was in, and so I would help out with some of that. But yeah, just a fun atmosphere, you know. Car guys are just funny, you know, and just fun to be around. Well, I found something that I think Jason would be super stoked about. Ice racing. So Sarah found a post on Facebook, and I think it was through, it's called the Kenai Peninsula Ice Racing Appreciation Page, I think is what it's called, something like that. And they were posting that they were going to do a New Year's Eve race, and we couldn't go to that, and we kept saying we wanted to go, and I wasn't sure if she really wanted to go or if she was just kind of like, you know, thinking that I just would think it was fun. She loved it. So we went this past weekend and it was a blast. Now make sure that you bring $10 cash with you, because that's how much it costs per car, I guess, because we didn't pay per person. And I heard somebody else say something about it costing $10 to get in, and they were surprised. They didn't know that there was a fee to get in. Makes sense. You're going to watch races. So $10 cash, I believe that's per car. Now, we stayed up at the bar. It's at the Decanter Inn, and this is in Kisilov in Alaska. Fun things to do in Alaska. Now, Kisilov is just outside of Soldotna on your way to Homer, and this is on the Sterling Highway. The Decanter Inn is right there off of the Sterling Highway as you get into Kisilov. So we pull in. Obviously, we pay to get inside of the area. And you can park there at the bar and get a beer, get a drink, watch it from the windows, go out on the patio, watch from the patio, be close to the bar. Now, you're not going to be right in there with the cars or with the other fans. This is just the bar area that overlooks this lake that is covered and full of ice for these cars to race on. It is pretty cool. I wanted to get a little closer. Sarah was a little bit apprehensive, let's just say, about getting closer because there are no walls. There are no barriers. There are, but there's not the typical barriers that you would see at a race. Or like when we'd go to the demolition derbies, you know, there was always like big concrete barriers up. No, this is just snow. It is about 4 feet high piled of snow that they plow from the lake to be able to have the racetrack. So the racetrack is on the ice and it is carved into the lake, the ice from the snow. And we're talking several feet on each side of the racetrack. So they have got basically a little mound of snow all the way around the racetrack, and vehicles could not get through it. We watched a few of them ago as the, you know, close to the highest speed about that they can get, and they just got stuck right when they got into it and had to be pulled out. So there's no real danger that I noticed. I mean, I'm sure that things could happen and get out of hand, and I don't know if they ever have, but maybe, but it seemed really, really safe. So I walked down there and she stayed up at the bar. And as you walk through where the cars are parked, there's a few smells that you smell. You know, typical, you know, grassroots kind of race program that that the locals kind of run and do. There's interesting smells that you walk by, and that's there. So just don't be surprised. But what's cool is that you can drive down there to the racetrack, and right in front of the racetrack, just a few feet from the racetrack, you can park your car, aim it straight to the racetrack, sit in your front seat, listen to a radio station that is going to be playing the play-by-play of the race from the comfort of your vehicle. You can stay warm out of the wind, all of the things. Me, of course, I'm walking around. So I walk down to the pit area, and the pit area is just like the demolition pits that Jason used to take me to. Frantic, crazy. You know, they're loud, they're yelling, the cars are roaring, and they're trying to get the right tires on, or, you know, looking for a part or something broke and they're trying to fix it real quick. And, you know, it's just the chaos of a pit on races like this. It was so much fun. It took me back and kept me in the present all at the same time. And it was chilly. It was a beautiful day. It really wasn't that bad. It was in the 30s. The sun was out. It was just a beautiful day to be out. And here we are at these ice races. So they kind of get started and get out there. And I was able to get some pretty good video, I feel, of the ice races. You know, they'd hit the banks of snow and snow would fly in the air. And sometimes they'd do it on purpose. They had their vehicles, and then they would have these welded, like bumper car stuff around it, like metal pipe around it, so that if they did bump into each other, you know, they weren't damaging the car necessarily. They, you know, they're not trying to, it's not a demolition derby, so to speak, as far as trying to really tear up somebody else's vehicle. Now, there were some torn up looking vehicles out there, but not to the point that I'd seen a demolition derby by any stretch. But they have these things all the way around them, the front and back, like a square tubing all the way around them. There was one that when we were up at the top, I thought looked like an old ranchero out there, you know, 50s, late 50s ranchero out there running around on that track. You know, they probably found it in the field somewhere and said, hey, let's just go use this. You know, it's all rusted out, whatever it may be. And what's funny is when I got down there, I noticed it was actually an S10 pickup truck that had the guardrails that you would see on a curvy road, or, you know, like a small little bridge, or there's, you know, like a drop off on the side, those metal curvy guardrails on both sides of it. And they were painted white, so that gave it the curvy feel. You know, it had that feel of an old ranchero. But no, it was just an S10. So I started laughing about that and thought that was pretty cool. But yeah, that's how these cars are. You know, you think about it, these cars aren't street legal. They've probably seen their better days, and this is, you know, they've got second life put into them. And I know in the demolition world, like Jason would have a motor that was pretty badass. And that motor found its way into every car that he owned for demolition derby. So I'm sure it's we just need a good shell, and then you build the stuff around it. You have the stuff around it, and you just put it in, you know, one transport or transplant to the other. But I'm sure it's the same kind of thing. But it's so much fun. The tires are studded. All their rear wheel drive vehicles. There was a couple of four wheel drive trucks out there, but I noticed that their front tires weren't spinning. So I'm sure there's rules. How well they're, I don't even know what the rules are, you know, like, cause they had cars and trucks competing against each other, different size vehicles, obviously different motors, because you've got a V8 in the big Chevy trucks, and then you've got a couple of smaller trucks and a couple of smaller, older cars. The yellow car, I couldn't remember what kind of car it was, but it was kind of an older, I can't even think of what kind of car it was. But anyway, it was kind of fun to watch. But yeah, just a whole lot of fun. Loud noises. I mean, the motors were just loud the whole time. And when they'd hit the back end of their, I don't even know what, the body roll cage, like bumper car cage that they had around it. So on the side where they would spin, so on the passenger side on the back, these tubes that would go around, usually what they would do is they'd have one tube that was a little taller. It went all the way around. Then it was connected with some braces to a tube lower than it, but it was the same size and all the way around. So they had probably anywhere from 2 feet, I think about 2 feet from top to bottom of these two pipes or whatever brackets around there that were welded together around the vehicles. But in the back corner on the passenger side, the back corner panel behind the back tire, they would put a flat plate right there. And the reason is because that's what would hit the snow. They would kick that tail end of that car out or truck out as they went around, and that would hit the snow and kind of straighten them up or just throw snow on all of us watching. So that was kind of fun. There were several times that I got just a snow just falling on me that, you know, they'd hit the side and it came flying over like 30 feet in the air, and it was just so much fun. I got finished down there and walked back up to, you know, be with Sarah and hang out for a while. And I just kind of looked at her and was like, what do you think? And she goes, you know, it's a little different crowd than she's used to, but she had a lot of fun. And she said, I can see myself going back and watching these. And I could totally see myself buying one of these vehicles and fixing it up to go race. I was ready. I was like, my foot was getting itchy. I was ready to get out there and see what it was like to drive around that that track. It wasn't a true oval. So the track was, it had a shorter or a smaller circle at one end and a bigger circle at the other end. And then it connected. So kind of like a pulley, like as you're looking at like the fan, you know, of a car, the pulley, like the old Scott, where it goes big and then it goes small. It'd be like that. So that's how they have the track. And I'm sure it's to help kind of slow the speeds down and everything, because they really have to slow down for the smaller diameter radius of a turn. And then the bigger one, they carry a little more speed. And that's that bigger one is where they finish up on the next straight for the start-finish line. But if you are in the area and it is wintertime and it is a Sunday, because they race on Sunday, then you need to go check out the Kenai Peninsula Ice Racing. Make sure you go to their Facebook page, the appreciation page, and like it, follow it, and find out when the races are, and just some more fun things that you can do in Alaska. I'm blown away. We always find something else that's that we want to get involved in, that we want to see. This I would love. I even thought I need to talk to my boss, and I know that where we need to spend our advertising budget, I know that he's not going to go for it. So this is a project I'd have to do on my own. I need to find a Nissan. I need to find an old Nissan hard body and use that as my demolition truck. Paint it white. Put my logo on the side of it, all over Overland. Go out and do some ice racing. Well, hey, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much. I hope you guys had a very good Christmas and New Year and all that kind of stuff. And it's January, so all of that is still fresh on my mind. And we are a little over halfway through the month. 2024 is going to be a blast. I cannot wait. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. Whatever you do, make sure that you go all over, even if it's on the ice.